Man more precious than gold, February 2nd. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Few appreciate the value of man, and the glory that would redound to God were he to cultivate and preserve purity, nobility, and integrity of character. The short space of time allotted to men here is exceedingly valuable. Now, while probation lingers, God proposes to unite his strength with the weakness of finite man. Those who truly love God will desire so to improve the talents that he has given them, that they may be a blessing to others. And by the gates of heaven will be thrown wide open to admit them, and from the lips of the King of Glory the benediction will fall upon their ears like richest music, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Thus the redeemed will be welcome to the mansions that Jesus is preparing for them. There their companions will not be the vile of earth, liars, idolaters, the impure, or the unbelieving, but they will associate with those who have overcome Satan and his devices, and through divine aid have formed perfect characters. Every sinful tendency, every imperfection that afflicts them here, has been removed by the blood of Christ, and the excellence and brightness of his glory, far exceeding the brightness of the sun in its meridian splendor, is imparted to them. And the moral beauty, the perfection of his character, shines through them, in worth far exceeding this outward splendor. They are without fault around the great white throne, sharing the dignity and privileges of the angels. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In view of the glorious inheritance which may be his, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He may be poor, yet he possesses in himself a wealth and dignity that the world could never bestow. The soul redeemed and cleansed from sin, with all its noble powers dedicated to the service of God, is of surpassing worth.